Okay, today's a Kufyat test. Today's daf sponsored by the Norensberg family, the Zeichah Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Shaul Pinchas. Okay, we are continuing. We talked yesterday about Asid Lavo, where there's some nations brought matanos, first with the Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim brought it, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu accepted it due to the fact that there was Kachmasas Orachim and the Kushim. But Hashem rejected it from Edo, from Rome. He rejected it. And we're in the middle of discussing a pasuk. The pasuk said, "Sachra ve'esnena kodesh l'Hashem lo yeyatzer ve'lo yichasein ki liyoshvim l'tnei Hashem yeh." Okay. So Gemara says, "My lo yeyatzer and lo yichasein." So tni Rav Yosef, tani Rav Yosef lo yatzer ze base otzro sehen. Lo yatzer is the means that that's the place where they keep. That's where they keep their tiros, their yogurt, their yitzar, their wine, their wheat. Lo yichasein, that's base, she's a girsa ginzehen. That's where they keep their kesef and their zahav. That basically means that it's not going to be guarded for them in their places. It's going to be guarded for other people. So my kili yoshim l'nei Hashem, meaning it's lo yatzer lo yichasein kili yoshim l'nei Hashem. It's going to be for the yoshvei l'nei Hashem. So Amar Belazar, Belazar says, Zeham, who is the Yoshim Lifnei Hashem? Zeham Makir Makom Chaver B'Yeshiva. That is the person who recognizes his friend's seat in the base measures, which means this guy is there all the time. Not only does he know where his seat is, he knows where everybody else sits. If you're a regular, you know where everybody sits. Rashi says, She Yodea Lomar Zem Makom Yusha Laploni Vizesha Ploni. The Hoel, who Makir, who Makom Kulam, Rogahu Yeshus of Tamin. That means he's always there. Igad Amri, Amar Rav Elazar, Zemekap Nechaver B'Yeshiva. What does it mean? It's for the people who are there to greet everybody in the yeshiva, which means that they're there first, right? They're the ones who get there all the time, so they're greeting everybody walking in. Those are the people. That is the Yoshim Lifnei Hashem. Okay. So my Lemachase Asik. What is the one who the Chase Asik? Basically, right at the end of the pasuk, Lemachase Asik. That means he's hiding. He's hiding the old, right? So either it is hamichased dvarim shekiso atik yomin, right? Those are the people who hide the things that were hidden by the older one, which is meaning Hakadosh Baruch Hu. My nina, one they're hiding Sisrei Torah. They're hiding. They know certain of the secrets of the Torah, which is usually Ma'aser Bereishis and Ma'aser Merkava, and they keep it hidden, right? Rashi says Ma'aser Merkava, Ma'aser Bereishis. Rashbam says, "Ma'aseh Merkava, Ma'aseh Bereishis, Peirushu Shel Shem Kedekstiv Zeshmi LaOlam VeMechasa Hainu Sheinu Moser Osam LaChol Adam." Doesn't just give it over. Doesn't have a Kabbalah center where he starts giving it over to everybody. Rather, he's Elalim Misha Libo Doeg. He's Gemara in Chagiga that says you only have to give it over at certain stages and steps one has to reach before he gets involved with the Sisrei Torah. The Ikad Amri that the Mechaseh Asik is sort of the opposite. It's Zehamigaled Dvarim Shekisa Atik Yomin. And these are the people who reveal certain things. And what is that? My Ninu Ta'imei Torah. You're revealing the reasons behind the Torah. You're revealing the Ta'am and the basis of everything is. Right? Rashi says, Rashbam says, Zehamichased Dvarim Shekisan, Zehamigaled Dvarim. Right, Shekisan Atik Yomin. V'hachim Ashram Lechases Esrei Torah Shehamuchusim Etitchila. They were originally hidden. The person who's megala these things, the person who explains Torah, teaches Torah, they are considered the Yoshim Lifnei Hashem, and they're the ones who are going to benefit from the Yotro Seyen and the Ginzeyen shall of the Romans. Okay, I'm a Rav Kahana, Mishim Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yus. We're going to have a whole tour guide again until the end of Amud Beis, when we get to the Afikomen. Hopefully we'll get there. So Amar Rav Kahana Mishum Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yosi. My Dixiv, the Pasuk says, Laminatseach binigos mizmor l'david. It says Laminatseach. Right? Rashbam points out, it's Lashon Maf'il. Maf'il, I mean, it's not active. It's sort of, you know, it's passive almost. Laminatseach Maf'il. Midolo kasav linotseach. I mean, linotseach means to the victor. But laminatseach mashmash no sein nitzuach l'v'yososhin yin tzachuhu. Means he gives permission for other people to defeat him. Laminatseach. He provides other people to win. Right? So it says, Zamru, give shir, Zamru le mi shenotzun oso b'sameach. Give shir to the one who lets people defeat him, and he is happy. Right? Bo-re'eh, who's come and see, shelo k'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basar v'dam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is different than the humans. Basar v'dam and atzkin also atzeiv. When it comes to a human, if someone else defeats him, then he is sad. He's upset by it. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu notzkin oso, when he is defeated by Kaviyach, when he's defeated by his creations, the Sameach, he's happy, he's glad that they win. Shenemar, how do we know? In the Pasuk, back to the Pasuk in Tehillim, Parakavav, it's talking about Cheta Egel. The Pasuk there says, right, they says, Yasu Egel Bechorev, Vishachel Masecha, they're talking about the Cheta Egel, and then it says, Vayomer Lahashmidam, Hashem wanted to destroy them, Lule Moshe, if not for Moshe, Bechiro, Amaba Peretz Lepanov, Hashicham HaShomayishkes. It's not for Moshe his Bechir. So Moshe defeats him, convinces him not to do what he wants to do, and yet he still calls him the Bechir, which means he's happy with Moshe, with what Moshe did. So Hashem is Kaviyachu defeated, and yet he still is happy for what happens, right? Rashi says, Lulei Moshe Bechiro, third line on top, Ama Mishtabeach Be Kra Be Moshe, Be Karla Bechiro, Mishum Deheshiv Chamoso Mehashchis, Ama Sameachu Bechach. You don't praise somebody unless you're happy with what they did. Right, we have the whole price of the Tanur of Chana. It says Natschuni Bani Natschuni that they beat me, right? And so it's also another Raya that is happy and he still calls on my children. Other of Kahana Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, and then Yosi here also adds in the Rabbanan Amri Amar Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. My Diksiv. What is the meaning of the following pasuk that's said in the Maaseh HaMerkava? Right, so we just say you're not supposed to Megala Maaseh HaMerkava. Now we bring a pasuk of Maaseh HaMerkava. So we'll just talk about the Pashup Shah, the words, not what it actually means. Right, there's a Maaseh HaMerkava where Yecheskel saw, he saw the four chayos, Videi Adam Mitachas Kanfehem. And there was like a hand, right? It's red Videi, but the Ksiv is V'yado. Right, Videi Adam Mitachas Kanfehem. Underneath their wings, he saw this hand, right? Yado Ksiv, it's written at Yado. Right, it says V'yado Yud Dal Vav, but we read V'day. So he says Ze Yado Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. Underneath their wings is the hand of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. She Perusa Tachas Kanfei Chayos. It's underneath the hands of the Chayos. Kidei Lekabel Bali Tshuva. In order to accept the Bali Tshuva, Miyan Midas Hadin, to save them from Midas Hadin. Whatever that means, the hand of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is now open for the Bali Tshuva. They have their own path that they have to come in. I guess to come in, but it's underneath. It's sort of hidden, so the Bali Shuva don't feel like a bit bad or something like that. It's sort of hidden. It comes under the wings, to save them from the Midas Hadin, who doesn't want to accept him because, I guess, of what they've done previously. Okay, so now we had mentioned on the Brisa on Kuf Yuchas Mabez how all the riches of Rome. So now we're going to follow where those riches came from. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kol Keset Vezav Sheba Olam. All the gold and silver in the world, Yosef licked over Vila Mitzrayim. Yosef gathered it and brought it to Mitzrayim when he sold all the wheat for the gold and silver. Shneemar, as the pasuk says in Bereishis in Perek Mem Zayin, Vayilaket Yosef es Kol Keset Hanimsa. The pasuk continues Be'eretz Mitzrayim, so he got it from Eretz Mitzrayim. Ube'eretz Kanan, Beshever, Sherim Shovim, Vayavi Yosef es Kesef, Besa Baro. So Eretz Mitzrayim, Eretz Kanan, Kesef, we know he got it into Mitzrayim. So Ainli Ella, Sheba Eretz Mitzrayim, Eretz Kanan. Beshevichar, Beshara Rotzos Minayin. How do we know about all the other lands? He says, Tamalomer, the pasuk says, that in earlier, I think the pasuk says. Yeah, b'chol ha'aretz bo mitzrayim alishbor, right, al Yosef, ki chazakara b'chol ha'aretz. The entire land, b'chol ha'aretz, I guess, doesn't necessarily mean the land of Mitzrayim, it means the entire known populated world came to Yosef to get food, and he bought it with the gold and silver. So now you have all the kesef and zav sitting in Mitzrayim. B'chash alu Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, and when Bnei Yisrael left and went up from Mitzrayim, he'alu imahin. They took it with them. Shneamar, the pasuk says, right? By Shemuel, son of Chaim, Shalom, it's Mitzrayim. They left Mitzrayim empty. Question is, if they took all the gold and silver when they left, so what was left? What was Bezus Hayam? What was all that gold and silver? They took all the gold and silver.
They were wearing
it. Yeah. No. It says it took all the gold and silver with them. He says all the gold and silver.
Borrowed, but what was left?
What was they left?
Were wearing.
He says, "Kol Zal Shav Olam Yosef Likto." All the gold and silver of the world, Yosef gathered, and when Bnei Yisrael left, they took it with them. What did they take? all the gold and silver that Yosef took.
No.
You're imparting what you're trying to answer. The words say that all the gold and silver was with Yosef, and all that, which is all the gold and silver, was taken out of Mitzrayim at that time. So what was left at Biza Sayam? Right. What?
Except for the stuff that's from the tribe. Uh-huh. The stuff from the tribe.
Okay.
Was taken.
So why does it say that there was more gold and silver there, right? It doesn't say there was more gold and silver there.
They were rich.
Yeah. Everyone did in the olden days. Yeah, sure.
They left something at home.
They took everything with them.
What?
That was they fought. They taught their
why
stuff.
They were dressed.
They dressed to the nines in the battles. They brought everything with them.
Everything. Why
what are they doing hundreds of miles away with all their stuff? That's how they did it. Alright, so the pasuk says, Rav Asi Amar, so what does it mean by Yinatzlu es Mitzrayim? Rav Asi Amar, Asa'uhu, Dagon. They made it like some sort of fishnet that has no fish in it. I mean, they just emptied it out. Right? Rav Shimon ben Lakish Amar, Kimitsudo She'en Bo Dagon. What does that mean? The trap that has no feed in it, basically, the trap. There's nothing left in there. The other way is Rav Shimon Lakish Amar, Kimitsula She'en Bo Dagon, like a fish trap that doesn't have any fish in it. Either way, they emptied it out. They totally emptied it out. Right? Now we'll follow the trail. Follow the money trail. Vahayam, because before you had wire transfers. Vahayam Munach, it was Munach with Yisrael for more than 500 years, Ad Rechavam. Until the time of Rechavim, son of Shlomo, and then Ba Sheshach Melech Mitzrayim Unitalo. And Sheshach Melech Mitzrayim came and took it from Rechavim. Shneemar, the Pasuk says, in Melechim Aleph, Vayhi Bashanah HaChamishis LeMelech Rechavim, Allah Sheshach Melech Mitzrayim Al Yushalayim, Vayikach Es Otros Beis Hashem, Ves Otros Beis HaMelech, Ves Hakol Lakach. Leave it out at the end. He took everything. So he took it all.
Another dumb question. How does Chakvatai with the lawsuit they
want to
bring, Egyptians
want to
bring against the Jews,
they
took the money back.
Don't they?
Tomorrow?
You ask a kasha on that?
What? You
ask a kasha on that?
Tomorrow like that they want to sue the Jews for all the money that they looted from them, meanwhile they took it back.
That was in the Gemara, that was in the New York Times a few years ago.
No, that was Alexander.
Like that. So, I don't know. So then, he took everything. And then, after that, was Zerach Melech Kush. This isn't a psukim necessarily. This is just sort of their mesorah. Zerach Melech Kush had waged war with Mitzrayim. Unitalo Meshesha. And then Ba'asa Melech Yehuda, right, who's the grandson, I think, of Rechavam, he goes Unitalo Mizerach Melech Kush, and he takes it from Zerach Melech Kush. And then Vishigro, and then I guess he sends it, right? He sends it LeHadrimon Bein Tavrimon, who's the king of Aram. You know, he wants him to help him at battle, so he sends it all. So now it's in Aram. So Ba'u b'nei Amon inutalum mehadrimon ben tavrimon. So now Amon came and takes it. So now comes Ba Yehoshaphat. Yehoshaphat, Ben, who's the son of Asa, right? And Yehoshaphat comes and he takes it. Unutalum b'nei Amon. Vahayamunach ad Achaz, and then it's staying in Yehuda until the time of Achaz ben Yotam, which is approximately 150 years, I think. He does the calculation down here, okay? Ad Achaz, and then Bo Sancherev unutalome Achaz, and then Sancherev comes and takes it. And then Bo Chizkiyah unutalome Sancherev, and Chizkiyah comes and takes it from Sancherev. It's in the 14th year of the reign of Chizkiyah. Vahayamunach ad Tzidkiyah, right, and it's there until Tzidkiyah, right, Ben Yishayahu. Then Vog HaKasdiyim, right, the Kasdiyim are like the Babylonians who came, right, Unitalu mit Tzidkiyah, and they took it from Tzidkiyah. Okay, so now it's in Bavel. Okay, then Vog HaParsim, that's Unitalu mit Kasdiyim. So then the Persians came and took over the Babylonians, and they took the money. And then Bo Yuvanim and Yuvanim came and Utatumi Parsiim, and then they took it from the Persians. Bo Romiim, right, the Greeks took it from the Persians, and then the Romim, Nitalum and Yuvanim, they took it from the Yuvanim, Vadayamunach Biromi. And it's still, to this day, which I'm assuming means to this day of the times of the Gemara that we're in, it's in the hands of the Romans. Where it is after that, don't know.
Well, it's a natural treasure there, now it's in the garden.
Right?
That's the Nicolas Cage movie?
Yeah.
Okay. So they.
It's in the back.
No, who says? Rome was sacked. Everything was taken. So if it's there, it's not there. It was more. Right? It's not the Vatican anymore. What?
Yes, it was.
Wait. The Vatican is in Rome.
It's a separate
entity. In the year 480, it wasn't like that. The German tribes came and they sacked the whole thing. That anything's there, I would think, is highly unlikely. I thought it was Rabbi Raza's father who said something like that.
No gold.
Well, Schiffman said that.
In history, there's no gold.
Schiffman said that.
It's impossible.
He said there's nothing there.
Exactly.
Wait, in
the Vatican.
They
probably were there. I mean, you have the Arch of Titus. They were taken there, but who knows?
Long ago, they were melted down.
Either they were melted down, or they were removed. I don't know. We don't. We don't know. Okay.
You keep up with that, and keep up with that until I find out for sure.
Amar Rabbi Chami b'Rabbi Chanina. Okay, so Rabbi Chama says in the name of Rabbi Chanina, Shalosh Matmonios hid min Yosef Mitzrayim. Yosef hid three, so not all the gold. Yosef hid three treasures filled with gold in Mitzrayim. Okay, Achas Nisgala leKorach. One of them Korach found out about and took it, and that was all his possessions that went down with him when it was swallowed up. The Achas Nisgala leAntoninus ben Asvirus. One was given to Antoninus, who was, according to Gemara, was Rebbe's friend. But Achaz, what? Time difference?
Yeah,
long time. But Achaz genuzel at tzaddikim lesi lava. One is still hidden to be used by the tzaddikim in the future. Okay, so now we're going to do some drushas regarding the wealth of Korach. Right, it says in the pasuk in Koheles, Parakei, pasuk Yidbeis, right? Yesh ra'ah cholor easy tachas shemesh. There's some terrible thing, the sickness that I've seen under the sun. Osher shamor lebalav l'raso. Wealth is hidden for its owners and it causes him harm. So Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rish Lakish says, Zeh Oshro shel Korach. That is the wealth of Korach. It's the drasha that they're having here. Right, Rashi says, Rashbam says, fourth to last line, Zeh Oshro shel Korach, Sha'al yedei rov mamono niska'ah v'nei t'ray min olam. Got a lot of wealth, got a lot of gaiva, and that leads to you wanting to have more kavod. You know, that's kavod leads to the more you have, the more you want. So, stay middle class. Yeah, middle class. Just be taxed, but you're happy with what you have. Middle class. All right, everyone. What?
Redistribute.
Be socialist. Okay. Because the pasuk says, right, it gives a raya that he had a lot of money. The pasuk says by Korach, it says Asher patzta haaretz, it's piyov, it's tivleim, it's batevus oleim. And it says, that's kol hayikum asher b'regleihem, and all that they had. Bam Rabbi Lezer zem amonu shel adam shemamido araglov. And this is when it says kol yikum asher b'regleihem. It means all the wealth of somebody shemamido, because your money is what stands you up. I guess people stand up taller and higher when they have money, right? So Amar Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Levi says, if you say how much money Korach had, Masoi Shalosh Meos Prados Levanos. I guess the burden of was 300 white mules. Hayu Maftechos Beis Gnazav Shal Korach. That carried the keys of the treasure of Korach. So he needed 300 white mules just to carry the keys. That's how big the keys were to open up the treasures of Korach. Yes.
300
Yes. Right, there's certain numbers that pre-flop, 300, 365, 40, you know, myriads, all these things that they're just to sort of raise a point. Right, v'kulo aklidei v'klipi g'lida. And all these, I guess these locks, all these keys, right, they were with this sort of skins?
Leather.
Even though they were lighter, they were built with leather and not necessarily with something with a heavier material. If they were so big, they needed
so
to be so and so large, they needed to be carried by 300
white
mules.
Not
green, white. No, again, it's a lesson. I believe it's a lesson. Guzma.
Stronger. What?
Stronger. Right. Rashbam says himself. He says the third, fourth, last line. Masoi shalosh meils. Look at Rashbam. make you help you out, Yossi. Lav dafka. V'chein kol sholosh meilos shebishas. 300 shas is not lav dafka. It's a number that they used. I must have seen it last night when I was reviewing it.
It's one of the keywords.
So Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonah's son. It says, and now we're going back to the Hashem, the Psukim in Halal. Right? So the Pasuk says, Odcha ki ani soni vatihili Yeshua. So Odcha ki ani soni vatihili Yeshua, this Pasuk, Amar David. David said this because he was Moda to Hashem that he helped him defeat Goliath. Okay, there's a new book out by Malcolm Gladwell, David and Goliath, just came out. Very interesting book, talking about underdogs. And he starts off with his interpretation of David and Goliath. Just let know that it's not the traditional interpretation. So, but those who like his pop psychology, you'll enjoy the book. Okay, so Evan Masu, the next pasuk says, Evan Masu Habonim Haisa L'Rosh Pinah. So then the next pasuk, Evan Masu Habonim Haisa L'Rosh Pinah, that is Yishai. Yishai says that about David, who was compared to an Evan that was discarded, Evan Ma'asu, right? That they didn't want him. They didn't want to put him into Binyan. They didn't want to count him with him. So the Evan that was Ma'asu Abonim, Haisel Rosh Pina, Great Russia, that became the cornerstone. That thing that was discarded, that became. Remember, didn't we hear somebody darshan like this a year or so ago? I don't remember. We had a guest at Shalosh Shittas. I can't remember. So great Russia, the one who is rejected becomes the cornerstone, right? So Me'ez Hashem Haishasos Niflos Me'enu, who says that Amar Acha Echav Shal David. That's what his brother said, because it was a pella to them how it was possible that David could do this. So that's Me'ez Hashem Haishasos. It was Niflos Me'enu. Had to be from Hashem. Then Zehayom Hashem Hashem Nagilav Nisim Chabo. That's Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said that he saw Nevuah. Shmuel said this when he anointed David, that this is a wonderful, this is the day that Hashem appointed. And then the next pasuk is, Ano Hashem Hoshia Na, right? Amru Echav, that's what the brothers of David said at that time, that Hashem, through David, was Moshiach, saved Klal Yisrael. And then Ano Hashem Atzlicha Na, praise, thank you Hashem, who helped me, Amar David, who is a tefillah that Hashem should be Matzlichim in his Malchus. The next pasuk was, or is Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem? That's Amar Yishai. Yishai says that to Shmuel when Shmuel comes B'Shlichus to anoint one of his sons for the king, and then it says Beirach Nuchami Beis Hashem. That's Amar Shmuel to the sons of Yishai, saying that Hashem should bless all of you. And then it says El Hashem Varilanu Amru Kulam. They all said together, Shmuel, Yishai, his and his sons, that Hashem should be Varilanu. He should enlighten us. Should open up the lights so we should know who is the one who's going to be a king. The pasuk continues, Isru Chag B'Avosim HaKarnas Mosbeach, that's Amar Shmuel, that he says you should bring Karbanos and Shlamim in order to have Simcha, right, have a Chag to the Mizbeach, and that they should come to bring Karbanos at the Mizbeach. The next pasuk is, Eli Atav Yodeka, Amar David. David says at the end of the Su'udah that he has with Shmuel after he's anointed, that once he was chosen to the king, he's roi to right to bench. I guess Eli Atav Yodecha, he'll give thanks. And the pasuk says, Elokai Romimecha, praising Hashem, Amar Kulam. They all said. Okay, fine. A couple minhagim by Halel. Tan Hasam. We learned in the Mishnah, this Mishnah is where it's in Masecha Sukkah. Right? It's in Sukkah on Daf Lamed Ches. Right? Tan Hasam, regarding the Kriyas Halel, Bimakom Shenahagul Lichvol, and the places where they have the minhag to be lichpol, to repeat, Rashi says, lichpol es kol ha-halel, all the psukim, to say them twice, right, then yichpol, you do that according to the minhag. Lifshot, to not to say just straight, yifshot, you say it once. Levarich acharav, if they have a minhag to bench afterwards, right, the bracha lihalucha, everyone says you bench beforehand, if you're doing a mitzvah, you have to make the bracha beforehand, but to bench afterwards, yivarech. But it's everything goes according to the makom medina, hakol keminhagam medina. Okay, so amar abaye lo shanu, right, Ella la'acharav, like we just said. The only thing that's told the minhag is to make a bracha after Halel. Aval lifanah, but to do it beforehand, it's mitzvah levarach, the Gersa says. It's a mitzvah to make the bracha, not tolev the minhag. Right, the Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, kol mitzvos, when you do any mitzvah, mevarach alein over la'asiyosan. You make a bracha before, right, over la'asiyosan, before you do the bracha. Yes, there are exceptions due to circumstances, but the idea is the bracha has to be made prior to doing the mitzvah. So they have to Halel, which is, I guess, a mitzvah, divrei chacham, divrei sofrim, you make the bracha beforehand. right? Even though halal on Rosh Chodesh, you have to work out halal on Rosh Chodesh is not a mitzvah, it's a minhag, we still make the bracha, right? Only two, right? Only two minhagim we make a bracha on. That and Yom Tov Sheni. Only two minhagim. Yom Tov Sheni. It's a minhag. Minhag of Sheni V'yadeinu. You make a bracha. The Gemara talks about making a bracha there. What? They do not?
No.
Hey, but on Yom Tov Sheni? Okay. No, it's funny because the minhag of making the minhag of making the bracha on Rosh Chodesh comes from the Sephardic lands. They did it in Babel. That's where Yo Rava went there, and they made
right.
They all
do.
Rambam doesn't bring it down. Right, so it's a brisker quandary.
Exactly.
Of what to do? Okay. So my mashma to ha over lishna da kadumihu. We've seen it when we've done the sugya of over lishyasam. How do you know that the lush and the language of over means prior to? How do you know it means prior to? I'm a Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Tiksiv. The pasuk says vayoratz achi ma'at derech hakikar v'yavor es hakushi. Basically, what happened was Yoav kills Avshalom, so he sends his mesharis hakushi to run and to tell David. And also Achimatz ben Sadok HaKohen wanted to run and tell David. So it happens, Vayorach Achimatz derech HaKikar, Achimatz ran by Yavor, and he went before the Kushi. And he got, you know, he took a shortcut and got there before Yoav's messenger. So Over means Lahakdim, to get there before. So you do it before. So Abayam Rehocha, you learn it from here. It's from Vehu Avar Lifnehem. This is when Yaakov was coming back from Charan, and Esau's going out to greet him. So right, Yaakov split up his house into two machanos, and then it says, he went before Avar Lifnehem. He passed before them, which Avar means, so, and then we stop after Shev Pahamim, Agishto Adachiv, that Yaakov went before him, and that's how the other means go before or prior. Ikud Army, some say from here, this is talking about a Nevuah about Yemosha Mashiach. It's Vayavor, it's in Micha, Perek Beis of Micha. Vayavor Malkam Lifnehem, Vahashem Birosham. That when Bnei Yisrael come back from the Golos, the Malkam, meaning the Melech Mashiach, will be before him. Vayavor Malkam Lifnehem. So that means beforehand, so therefore, Over means Lashon Hakdama, means prior to. So you make the bracha prior to doing the mitzvah. There's a few exceptions, right? Netilas Yadayim, you wash your hands first, then you make the bracha. A couple exceptions. Okay. So Tanya, learning a brisa. Rabbi Kofel Ba Dvarim. Rabbi, right, will be Kofel and Hallel some things. Right, that's what we do with the four pesukim. He would just do from Baruch Haba to the end of Hallel. Rabbi Lozman Parta Mosif Badvarim. He would add my Mosif Amar Abaye Mosif Lichvol Odcha Ulamata. He says the pesukim twice from Odcha until the end, which is what we do until we get to Yahalufa. Okay. Now that we talked about the fact that David was Meshabeach to Hashem, so now we're going to bring a Gemara Divrei Agadah regarding David and Asid Lavo. Okay. Darish Rav Avira, Zimnin Amar Lamish Meid Rav Ami. Sometimes it's the name Rav Ami, and Zimnin Amar Lamish Meid Rav Asi. It's using the Girsa in the Hagos. Sometimes it's the name Rav Ami. Sometimes it's said in the name Rav Asi. My Dixiv. The pasuk says, "Oh, we'll be in a moment." No, Vayigdal Hayeled Vayigamal, and the child grew up and he was weaned. Right, Vayasav Mishne Gadol Vayom Vayigamal Yitzchak. The day that he Yitzchak was weaned, he made a big party. So Asid in the future, Hakadosh Baruch Hu La'aso Seuda LaTzadikim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a meal for the tzaddikim. Biyom sheg yigmol chasdol lezaro sheyitzak. When he gives over his chesed to the children of Yitzak. That interesting how they used the children of Yitzak. And maybe it's tied back to the Gemara we learned where Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to Avram and says your children have sinned. What should you do? And Avram says you killed them. And everyone says you killed them. And the one who comes to save to apply Israel's defense is Yitzak. He says, oh, don't worry. Pagi alai, half is it my fault, half is it your fault, I gave birth to Esav, and it's in Shibut Malchus, and you gave me Yitzhara. How bad are they to begin with? So maybe that's why they call the children of Yitzhak, because in there's not so much about Yitzhak in the Chumash, but in Shas, Yitzhak is one of the greatest, but Yitzhak is mentioned more.
Is that a common thing that's kind of a weaning part?
Apparently. I mean, you have to look at those who study the Bible in their cultural context will be able to answer that question. I would guess that would be a big party. It's like the originator of the upsharing. Yes, they had a band. They had rules about it. Asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Laso Seudu LaTzadikim, B'yom SheYigmol Chasel LaZaro SheYitzak. right? La'achar shet ochlin v'shosin. So after the tzaddikim are eating from this meal, nosnin lo la'avram avinu kosho bracha. So they pass the kosho bracha to Avram Avinu. He says, levarich, to bench. He should lead the zimun. But Omer Lahen, he says, ini mevarich, I'm not roy to bench. Sheyotzi meni Yishmael, because Yishmael came from me. So Omer lo Yitzhak told mevarich, you do it, Yitzhak. Omer Lahen, ini mevarich, I can't yotzi meni Esav, because Esav came from me. So Omer lo Yaakov, he say to Yaakov, told mevarich, you should make the bracha. Omer Lahen, this is interesting. Ini mevarich, shenasasi shtei achayos b'chayen. I married two sisters when they were alive. Right? She'asido, because in the future, ha'torah lo osron alai. In the future, the Torah is going to ask for that on me. The Apostle says, Isha l'chos lo tikach l'tzor l'galoser v'sala b'chaya. So I violated the Torah, which seems to go against Taryo, you know, Mavan Garti, Taryo Mitzvah Shamarti, Yaakov, how you put these two together. Yaakov's, well, did he do a sin? Was it wrong? Was it not wrong? I think the Ramban discusses it. That's why Rachel had to die when he came into Eretz Yisrael, so he could be married. Whatever. It's beyond me. About, right? Ever. It wasn't a Mitsubi yet. It wasn't, you know, so. So Amar lo to Moshe.
That's it, we're getting ready.
What?
What
am I supposed to say?
Avram served
Mokimit. That's only the Rabbanon. What about Moshe married somebody who wasn't Jewish? Where does it say that? If we learned the halachas of Geirus from Har Sinai and from Rus, what were the halachas of Geirus that Moshe applied to Tzipora? Anyway,
so you got enough out of me now? You got enough out of me now?
Okay.
Yeah,
okay, because the Torah wasn't given yet.
What about
Yosef? Okay, all of them. All of them. What? Anyway, I'm saying, so why is that a kasha on Yaakov? It should be a kasha on everybody. Yaakov's more machmir on himself in the future because something later on was became usher, so retroactively I'm no longer roi. Not that I'm a bad guy, other people are more roi than me to lead the benching in this meal. So Amar lo Yaakov tol varech, Amar lehem eini mevarech, and essentially I could do that. So Amar lo Moshe tol varech, you should bench. So Amar lehem eini mevarech, I can. This is fascinating. So lo zachisi li kanes la Eretz Yisrael lo b'chayav lo Mosi. The right to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. I can't bench. I never saw Eretz Yisrael. I was never there. Neither when I was alive, neither when I was dead. I can't lead. I'm not roi. Somebody else should do it. So Amar lo Yoshua, they said to Yoshua tol varech. So Amar lehem eini mevarech, so lo zachisi lebein. I didn't have any sons. Yeshua didn't have any sons, so I can't bench. Except because it says by Yeshua bin Nun, right? And it's known, like the pasuk is in Divrei Yomim, which is going through the generation. So it says Berefach bino, Beresha fatel bino, Betachem bino, Adam bino, Emihud bino, Elisham bino, Nun bino, Yeshua bino, and that's it. No other sons mentioned after Yeshua. So they say that Yeshua had no sons. He had daughters. He had no sons. He was like, I guess he wasn't a kind of mitzvah puravu. Therefore, he says I can't bench. So Omar lo to David, so they say to David, you bench. What? He says, I'll do it. Tolu varech. Omar lehen, he says, yeah, I'll do it. And he have a reich, v'li no levarech. I'm fine doing it. Shenemar the pasuk says, kosh Yeshua sasso b'shem Hashem akroch. Anyway, all of them had, you know, but David also, David had an avshalom. Yeah, but for David, it didn't weigh on him. He was willing, he said that it's okay, so he benched. What this?
No, there was
something to bench.
David figured,
There's a Maharsha that tries to explain that, you know, that each that the benching contains the bris, Torah, Aretz, Malchus, Beis David, Bonu Yerushalayim, all these things. Benching contains all these concepts that these concepts didn't apply to the Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, and Yoshua. Huh? Yeah, I don't know what skips to Yeshvizin, whatever. Different. Different. Okay.
Aaron would have made sense. He's the Kohen Gadol. Would make sense to give him the bench.
Yeah, right. The Kohen should go first because he's supposed to give the Kohen to go first, so he should bench. And he's probably at the meal. Yeah, I know. It's interesting. Okay. Next.
You would say he had two bad sons.
Uh-huh. They weren't fit. They made a mistake.
Those are great people.
What do you mean, don't darshan from a gata? Gata is. Okay, so now the Mishnah is going to deal about, this is talking about the end of eating the Korban Pesach, right? So, Ein maftirin achar ha-Pesach afikomen. After you eat the Pesach, you should not consume afikomen. Okay, you don't have any of these desserts. You know, what is the afikomen? So I saw, there's this book I have, it's called The Origins of the Seder by Baruch Boxer. So he explains what's going on with the Mishnah. What's the prohibition about having the Apikomen? So we talk about everybody having the time or anything like that. He says that there was, he's basically just more of a historical scholarly approach, is that you had in Roman times a meal similar to what the Seder was. It was called a symposium. And at the symposium, at the end of a symposium, what they would do is they would continue after they finished. Supposedly they got together and they drank and they talked about philosophy and things like that. These big banquets. At the end of the banquets, they would then just continue on with their more drinking and more eating. It would lead into, it would, as he says, it would lead to degeneration into debauchery. So he says the Mishnah's attempt is to avoid degeneration in the Passover meal. Right? It constitutes one aspect of its effort to distinguish the Passover rite from other ancient banquets and symposia. That's what he wanted to do. The idea of not having any apikomen is that to show that the meal is purely a religious idea, and that at a certain point in time you're done. You don't continue having more to drink. You don't continue having more to eat. We had the conversations. We had the discussions. We had the meal, and that's it. It should not be compared. It should be disassociated from the symposium, right?
So we drank four glasses of wine.
What? But that's it. But it's limited. It's limited. It's given an actual amount, and that's what you do, as opposed to these other things where it was nonstop. The wine flowed. He quotes Clement of Alexandria, who provided an example of what was going on in these symposiums, where the wild celebration ends up as a drunken stupor, with everyone freely confined to the troubles of his affairs, and they would go hand in hand with wine drinking, and they would promote drunkenness. And these were brazen celebrations, right? This is Clement of Alexandria speaking. I don't know who he is, where he's from, but it's bad and yeah, it's bad. I mean, because they had other people in the house, right? So that the effort of the Mishnah is trying to distinguish between the banquets and the Pesach celebration. That's what that's the point. What? Well, as long as you don't okay. So the Mishnah says you don't, after the Suda Karim Pesach, you don't end up with the Apikomen. So my Apikomen, what is the Apikomen? So Amarav she lo yakru mechabura lechabura. Basically, Rav says, what does it mean, I don't have apikomen? It means you shouldn't leave. When you're finished, don't get up and go to somebody else's meal, right? Lo ya'akru, right? Lo ya'akru from one place to the other place. Rashbam says, I'm a Rav, shelo ya'akru mechavura chavura. Acher she'achu ha'pesa b'chavura, once you ate the Korban Pesach in your chavura, lo ye'echlu b'chavura acheres le'echol lo pas lo shum davar. Don't go anywhere else to eat somewhere else, because gzeira why? Dilma asu l'meichlas ha'pesach b'shnei mekomos. Well, now you maybe you'll eat the Pesach in two places, and we know, because remember, the Anan Pan Stomach Rabbi Yehuda B'Ketzad Solin, the Pesach Nechal B'Shtei Chaburos V'Ein Ha'Ochel Ochel HaPesach B'Shtei Mekomos. A Pesach can be split off, but the person can't split himself and eat two Korban Pesach, right? And V'Hach Mos to the Rav Ok Mehasa M'Shas Achila. There, he said to Rav that's talking about during the time of eating. Avala Achar Achila Yochel Akel Lomar Halal B'Chavur Acheres. You can go and say Halal to somebody somewhere else. Idea is that you're not supposed to split it. That's what Rav says. Shmuel Amar, no, Shmuel says, what does it mean? Kigon or diloili v'gozlayo la'aba. These desserts. Don't have these post-party favors after you had the Korban Pesach. Don't have these desserts. Rashbam says, kigon or diloili, or diloili are like these kimeru pichios, the type of mushrooms or whatever, these desserts. And gozlayo are these, I guess, these small birds, right? Rashbam says, the Shmuel hayaruga lecho b'kinuach suuda kimeim b'pichios. That's what he used to eat after the suuda. But Rabu achal achas suuda gozolos. The lashon afikomen hotziu v'heviu minim esika. Right, afikomen means they used to bring out these sweets after the meal. But also Shmuel lemeimar delomi bayi shelo lekam b'chavur lekom b'karas. You don't have to worry about going to another place. You're not going to do that. El afil b'chavura so even in your own chavura also echol klum achar pesach. Why shelo yavei b'menor tam pesach? The tam pesach has to be in your mouth. The fisha dino lechal besof ala sova. It has to be eaten at the end when you're filled. The chen kol karbanos kedeksev lemishchal legdola kederach shamalachim oakland. It has to be eaten ala sova. Has the less taste in your mouth. Don't have anything else after you have the Korban Pesach.
Any other carbon?
Right. Well, if any other Pesach, you can't.
Any other carbon?
For any other carbon. Right. Right.
It's not exclusive to Pesach.
Well, because Pesach you're having a meal, I guess. What is he saying? Where is that again? He says, "Lefisha dino lechol al hasova v'chein kol karbanos." Maybe it's going al hasova. I don't know. Okay. So, and the Rav Chanina bar Shlom, Rav Yochanan Amru, they both said, could go in tomorrow in Mekleios, where it goes in these dates, these nuts, right? You shouldn't eat afterwards, don't have desserts. Tanya Kavasei, the Rav Yochanan, the rice that supports Rav Yochanan, Eimatin, Achara Pesach, could go in tomorrow in Mekleios, where it goes in. I mean, that's what you're supposed to have. That's the Afikomen. You should not have Afikomen afterwards. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, he goes and then he says something different. Nabas Manazer, we don't have a Korban Pesach. What do we have? We have a matzah. So now we have Amar Rav Shmuel, Ein Maftir Nachar Matzah Afikomen. Even after the last matzah, you don't have the Afikomen. Bez Manazer, you shouldn't, if anything, after you have the matzah, to keep the tam in your mouth, even though we do have a glass of wine after the Afikomen. Actually, we have two glasses of wine after the Afikomen. Right, she says, "Ein matin achar matzah afikomen." Very crucial, Rashbam. Said, "Sarich le'echol matzah b'gemar suudasa." You have to have the matzah at the end of your meal. Zecher le'matzah hanecheles in a pesach b'krecha. It is in commemoration of the matzah that was eaten with the current pesach. V'zohi matzah b'tzuah shana ochlin ba'achron l'shem chova. Ooh, he says that the matzah that we eat for afikomen, that is the matzah we eat for the chov. That is the mitzvah of the matzah at night. Is the matzah we're eating for the afikomen? Machlokas with the rush. So why do we make the bracha? Why do we make the bracha on the first matzah? This is the matzah, the chiyuv. Why are we saying alachilas matzah? Why do we say alachilas matzah by motzi matzah? Why don't we say alachilas matzah by the afikomen? Why do we make the bracha at the first matzah? Even though that's not the chov, because we saw previously the same idea when we came to the maror. After you already had your fill, how do you go ahead and you eat it? Hilchach mevaracha tarvayu bereisha. You make the bracha in the beginning, meaning the maror and the matzah. V'hadar achil matzah b'machrona. Then you eat the matzah at the end. V'achar osu matzah. And after this matzah, ein niftari menu b'achilas davar acher. You don't eat anything else. Shelo lishkoch taima. Then we don't eat, so you don't forget the time. U'b'matzah b'zman hazeh mayri. This is talking about matzah b'zman hazeh. The leka pesach b'hada. Di b'zman di ika pesach. Because if there is talking about the time when we have the current pesach. It says in the Mishnah, that would include the matzah. So basically, from this Rashbam, we see that you have to be cautious. I guess for the Rashbam, when people have the kazayas, right? You have the kazayas when it comes to the afikomen as well, because that could be the matzah, the shame, the chokah. Okay, just one thing to that line. We will stop here. Everybody have a wonderful day.